Hello, everyone.
Recording
Welcome
in progress.
To today's press conference, we're joined with Tommy from Calgary FC. Let's start with questions in the room, and then we'll move forward to the Zoom.
Let's just start with maybe your overall thoughts. Now, it kind of took a while, but you got there at the end, right?
It was a game of patience. We said it before. Both teams had had midweek games. Both of us about to travel from the West Coast. You know, it's a hot day. I think it was one of the first we've had where it was, you know, the hydration break. So we wanted to be patient with our possession first half, and then we knew that we were going to make a triple sub, which I think is the first time this season. And the pure was because there's a hangover from Wednesday's game, and we knew our subs would come in and make a difference. And credit to Bim getting his first goal, but you know, Sergio got in that pocket for us.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about the triple sub. I mean, so that was something that you guys
pre-planned.
You know, two of them are involved on the goal, right? So how did things kind of change when they came in?
Sometimes those coaches get lucky, hey? I mean, it's, you know, it's one of them. We knew it was a tough game. Look, York, we haven't lost since we came here. There was a bit on it, you know. Nashie's a good friend of mine, and we knew that he would be organised and ready for us, and he was. York are a team of great energy and got great compete, very well organised. So, we, like I said, the word patience, and we knew we had to bring in that energy on that 60, 65th minute and change the game. Hey, Robin.
Hello. What about patience for the whole season? I mean, you were here something, and Chicken Little actually asked, the season, and you haven't lost since.
We've done some interviews in the past. I said, look, you know, York were the better side last time, and credit, they deserve the 3 points. That was probably the turning point in our season, because, like I said, we haven't conceded an open play for 7 games. I think that's remarkable from our lads. So whilst our goal scorers are getting credit, our defence, having Marco back, having Mason back in there, they're doing their job. I'm delighted with this group, and you know, we get time to heal now before we play Halifax at home in 2 weekends away.
And do you have any advice for York, who's going to play Whitecaps?
Well, it's good because...
Because they seem to be good at that.
Yeah, I mean... That's it. And look, Martin was alongside me when we beat them in BC Place. He knows exactly. He's a clever guy that has watched them, knows the strengths of his teams, and knows he can have a go. And like I said, they're a really good, they've got great energy and great compete in them. I think they're going to enjoy the occasion. And look, Nico and Zats were part of that group as well, Ollie, Minotel. So I think they'll be good.
You mentioned there's something in huge impact. Sergio Camargo up coming back and changing the game model. How big of a player is he?
He's massive. He's only 5'5", but he plays bigger than that. But he's just getting in, and what we've known with Sergio, we've got to bring him in gradually after he's had the muscular injuries. There's a bit of an echo on that one, isn't there? I don't know. But he's terrific. He changes a game. He gets us time in their half, because we had a lot of really good possession in our half. And against a tight 4-4-1-1, which they were defending in, you need players in pockets. And Ali Moussi's done terrific. He's played a lot, but you could tell Ali was getting tired. So Sergio was the perfect sub. And you know, we're great to have him back. And you know, we'll be even stronger once Joe Mason and Joe Di Chiara will be back with us soon.
It was a very physical match throughout, a lot of hard challenges, a lot of talking back and forth. What was kind of said from the coaching staff to try to keep your guys
ahead of the game? At halftime, we knew they're a young, energetic team, but sometimes emotion can run over, you know, and previous history, we've been the guilty parties, but actually I thought we were pretty good in controlling our tempo. And it was about that, being calm under the chaos, and, you know, we knew that they would, you know, want to beat us again. You know, they've only beaten us once in history, and sometimes they want to try and back that up. And you know, we were fortunate enough to keep our cool, because it needed out there being as hot as it was. To the room, online now, isn't it?
Todd, go ahead.
Hey, coach, how you doing? I guess can you tell me a little bit about Arab, he's been with this team a long time. How big a goal is that for his first one?
Listen, there's two. I mean, it's great that Arabin was the one that scored, because, again, Zats and Nico know him because he was part of that first year in the first group. I think they see a different player now. You know, I keep telling Bim, he's a young player, he's only 19, just to be patient, because we think the new position in football is coming off the bench and making a difference, like he did against Halifax. Unfortunately, he was sick for the Valor game with strep throat, so we couldn't get him into that game. And then the Whitecaps game was this week. So we said, look, we need you, and we need you to make the impact. And credit to him, he took his goal well. And also delighted, you know, with Elijah Adekubi, which played his first. He almost played a full 90 minutes in his first start since his Achilles injury last season.
You know, I'm a big Camargo cheerleader. That play was beautiful. He sifted around a guy. He made the give and go with Klomp. Yeah. Is that a set, you guys? The way, I mean, it just looked like you stood still and set things up and made it happen.
Yeah, I think people are seeing now a bit of a different style from us this year. Look, we can mix it when it gets physical, and that's not a problem. We can press when we need to. But given the temperature today, like I said, we had to be patient with it, and we used our combinations. We've got a few patterns that we're going over and over, and now you're seeing the chemistry of the intraplay. And look, could we manage the last 5 minutes? Probably, but you know, after the sending off, it just becomes very direct and it becomes like a game of basketball. But Sergio's great in those half spaces, and we're delighted to have him back, and now we can get him fitter and fitter as the back end of the season. But it certainly shows our depth, especially after the injuries we've had, how deep we are when we can make subs like that.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Todd. Thank you, everyone. Appreciate you.
We'll now move forward with questions for Vim from Calgary FC.
Let's just start with maybe your overall thoughts on that game. You come into the match and it doesn't take very long to score, right?
Yeah, no, it was tough match. You could see it from the side because of the heat, you know, especially on a field like this, you're running up and down the turf, it gets hot. So we knew on the side that if we came in, you know, maybe the players are a bit tired, we can come make a difference, and thankfully, thank God, I was able to do that. So yeah.
What was maybe the directive from the coaching staff when you come off the bench there that trip is
up? No, the in the build up before the game as well, he said that he knew it would be a tight game, but he knew that quickly, if you come on, you can make a difference because of the heat, because everyone's going to be a bit more tired. Obviously, everyone needs the water breaks, and it's a fast-paced game. So the plan was always come on, be direct, get in the box, and thankfully it dropped.
What does it feel like to your first goal in this league?
Yeah, no, for me it's like finally, I guess. I've had a couple chances, and you know, you're always hoping that it's going to be the next game, so the fact that it was finally today, it feels good, obviously, but it just leaves you wanting more. You know, I feel like hopefully this can start a streak of scoring, and we'll go from there.
Your team is, you were here against York near the beginning of the season, and you had one, and then what's sort of led to this turnaround that you haven't lost since league-wise?
I think even when we lost the game against York, when I came in, the mentality was always like, we weren't really that worried, because when you looked at the performances, we kind of felt it was coming. We had a couple of injuries and that, so we always knew that it was going to come, and then when you get the first win, it's just, you go on a roll from there. So, yeah, it's good to have it, and hopefully we can keep going.
Great. Do we have any more questions in the room? Okay, let's start with Zoom.
Todd, go ahead. Arabum, Todd Saloff, Calgary Sun, Calgary Herald. I guess, can you tell me a little bit about the goal? Tell me what you saw in the lead up to it.
So when I saw Sergio getting on the ball, for me, my game is always getting in the box, finding space. So when I saw him get in the box, kind of drive in, it was just separating myself from the defender. And then it came, and unfortunately, the first time I didn't get clean contact, got blocked. But you always try and follow up. So luckily it dropped again and I was able to just hit it. But it was more like when you see it coming, you just want to get space in the box and find the right position.
As a young guy, I guess, how do you follow your over the years? You've been with this club for a while. You've been trying to produce and like finally goes in for you. So how's that feeling, and how do you trust yourself in these moments and over the years?
Yeah, no, for me, I've always been pretty confident. Obviously, it gets frustrating when it hasn't come, but I think mostly my work off the field, I do extras. You know, I have a good background with my family as well. My father giving me advice. So I always felt like if I kept working, it'll come. And in the past, in other teams I've been on, it kind of takes me a bit to score. But when I got the first one, I always get going again. So I was kind of, it was more just patience. I knew it was going to come, still young. So hopefully just I can build on this one.
And how does it feel?
No, it feels good. It feels like, it feels more like relief, kind of. Just like a pressure off my shoulders to finally get the goal. So yeah, it just leaves me hungry for more.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Ben.
Cheers, guys.
Thank you.